some of these, when I resaved them, I may need to redo. All right, now we have, I have that as 1966.
That's probably correct.
Okay, 1966 MF-05, and who are those people from the left to the right?
Paul Rogers on the banjo, Charlie Abernathy on the guitar, Ralph Abernathy with the mandolin, mm-hmm. me on the guitar, and Dillard Rogers on the bass.
Okay. And the next one we're looking at here is 1966 Murray Freeman 03.
No.
Okay, that's
Walter Butler and the Sun Valley Gang.
Okay, Walter Butler and the Sun Valley Gang, and yeah, he's the one who's playing guitar now.
Right, so. And that's Huey Wiley on the mandolin with him.
All right.
And that's Don Norman on the banjo, Walter Butler on the guitar, and Nippy Green on the bass.
Nippy Green.
Right.
Okay, I'll get that corrected. And this is 1967, Murray Freeman 01.
No, that's
1979. Okay.
And this is Randy Smith on the left, Connie, mm-hmm. Bobby Smith, and myself.
Okay. And this was, the name of this group was?
This was the Ridge Runners.
The Ridge Runners. Mm-hmm. And you know where that was taken? That photo?
No.
And here's one, I have 1968, Murray Freeman 04, this JN and Only looks like. Is that about 1968, is that about right? Or was, did we say that that was more like in the 70s?
I'd say that was probably early 70s, maybe 71, 72.
Okay, now I'll change that on the date there. And of course the others are there, but we can't tell who they are.
That's, well, I can tell you who's in there, it's, that's J.N. Baxter with the guitar singing, and Oney with the guitar, and Huey Wiley on the mandolin, and probably Howard McGuire on the bass. That was the Bluegrass Five.
Okay.
And Ron...
Norman?
Yeah.
Playing banjo.
Ron Norman playing the banjo with him.
Okay. It would have been nice to have had the whole photo on that. All right, the next one here is... let's make that a little larger here so we can... get a better view.
Okay, that's little Mike Farley.
Now, is that 1968?
John's brother. That is 68.
Murray Freeman,
yeah,
05.
The Ridge Runners, yeah. Okay. That's
that's Ridge Runners, and who are those?
Little
people?
Mike Farley on the banjo, Ralph Abernathy on the mandolin, myself on the guitar, and Harold, Debbie's dad.
Galloway.
Harold Galloway on the bass.
I will work on these images some, and for instance, I can do an image that helped a little bit, so we'll save that. I'll work on all of these.
I'll show Debbie that. Hold that just a minute.
Okay.
See, where's Debbie? After she wants to see her out here.
Debbie.
Long time ago.
Yeah, I can do a lot with those as far as the contrast and the brightness and sharpness and all that kind of thing.
See, one of my favorite bass players there.
Gosh, that's from a long time ago.
I know, that's what I said.
Yeah, we
gosh, that's back when there was WACX.
Uh-huh. Thought you might like to see him. Harry.
Yeah. Back when I was playing banjo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was 68. That's the... Billy McKinley played with me in 69.
Gosh, I was in middle school.
And part of 7, and then Connie started playing.
Yeah.
Long about 70, something like late 70.
That would be Noonan there, wouldn't it?
That was Noonan, and that's...
okay, this is 1968, no, Freeman 06, no. So it's not 68.
This is probably 75.
75,
of,
okay.
Tommy didn't start playing with the 74, so.
That's cool. That is just neat.
Oh, my. In fact, I'm going to change that right now.
You stuck it there for life?
There was about five or six of those photos in the beginning that I wasn't quite sure. I didn't save them in the correct format and had to go through and redo them, so that's why I'm running into this.
All right.
But I will rename those, and as we're going through here, we'll get that all taken care of, and that will happen again. Okay, the next one is 1968, Murray Freeman 15.
Right, that is 1968, and that's little Mac Farley on the banjo, Ralph Abernathy on the mandolin, myself, and Harold Galloway on the bass.
Okay. Okay, the next one here is Murray, 1969, Murray Freeman 11, but Jim Craig.
That's probably 75. I'm going by Tommy, like I said, he started playing when he was in 74, so anything he's in.
Okay, so that's 1975, Murray Freeman 11.
Didn't say who was in it, but it's,
okay,
it's Tommy Nation on the mandolin, Connie on the banjo, myself on the guitar, and Lee Melton on the bass.
And that was Ridge Runners,
right,
in 1975.
Right.
Okay, so that's 1975, Murray Freeman 11.
Jay and Noni again.
And this is we have this is 1972.
That's what I think it is, yeah.
Yeah, that was it.
We just redone it then.
Right, yeah. Okay. And now then we have 1972, Murray Freeman 17.
No, that's not Murray Freeman, that's Walter Butler and
Sun
Valley.
Okay, that's Walter Butler, Sun Valley Boys.
I think it's Sun Valley Bluegrass Boys.
Okay. And that's Huey on the
mandolin. That's Huey on the mandolin. And Don Norman on the banjo.
Mm-hmm.
Walter Butler on the guitar. And Nippy Green on the bass.
Okay.
Hey.
Hey, Brianna. All right, now then we've got 1972, Murray Freeman 18.
Okay, that's Ralph Abernathy on the mandolin, Connie on the banjo, myself, and Lee Melton on the bass.
And this is one from Connie. It's 1975, Connie Morris 01. And I believe this is the banjo player, wife, what was her name? Earlene
Adderhope.
Okay,
and Oney Baxter.
Oney Baxter, and that it's somewhere around 1975. I think that's what Connie said.
Probably true. That's the best we can do with it.
Yeah. Okay. And here we have 1975, Murray Freeman 06.
Okay, that's Noonan. At the Noon Bulls Burr Bluegrass Festival, that's Tommy Nations on the mandolin, myself on the guitar, Connie on the banjo, and Lee Melton on the bass.
Okay, and the Ridge Runners at that point, is that correct?
Yeah, well, that's all my band was ever called, the Ridge Runners, until I joined that. That's the Ridge Runners.
And that 1975, Murray Freeman 10.
No, this is 1968. No, 69.
Okay, I'm going to change that, and that is now going to read.
Right.
Murray Freeman 10. So that will take the place of.
Okay, that's Connie on the bass, and Billy McKinley on the banjo, and myself on the guitar. I can't see Ralph, but Ralph was with us then on the mandolin. That's he's probably standing behind me, Ralph Abernathy on the mandolin. That was
okay, so that was
a group at that time.
All right, take care. Okay, now then, see, there was a here. Okay, I guess. Okay, now that's one we've already looked at. 1975, Murray Freeman, 11.
That's R. Murchie.
Okay. That's at R. Murchie.
And that's Tommy Nason's on the mandolin, Connie on the banjo, myself on the guitar, and Lee Melfin on the bass.
And 1975, Murray Freeman, 14.
This is
what, early
1980.
80s? Okay, we'll change that.
Original Cherokee Rose.
Okay. Save as. All right, we're going to change that to 1980. Okay, so that is 1980, Murray Freeman, 14. And that is Cherokee Rose, and includes Connie on banjo and...
Francis Munn.
Francis Mooney. We'll go with
yeah.
that.
I can't
remember what she was at that point.
She's been married so many times, I can't.
Yeah.
She was always Francis Westray to me.
Right.
And then her kids are named Mundy, so I called her Mundy some, so
yeah.
That's far as I ever got.
Okay, now then, let's see where else we are here. All right, right here. Okay, and.
It's another R. Murchie, and it's probably around 75, 76.
Okay, I have 1976, Murray Freeman, that's 08.
Right, and that's Tommy Nations on the mandolin, Connie on the banjo, Lee on the bass, and myself on the guitar.
Okay, and that's about, and that's from the R. Murchie Festival, about 75
right.
or 76.
Mm-hmm.
And the next one I have here is 1977, Murray Freeman, also 09.
R. Murchie, and that's Tommy on the mandolin, Connie on the banjo, myself on the guitar, and Lee Melfin on the bass.
A second, it's such a large image. And there's two or three of those that I still have stored in another location that I'm going to need to change, and I'll probably get in touch with you through Connie on those.
Okay, yeah.
Just get the specifics. Okay, that's your, this is 1977 Murray Freeman 12,
uh-huh.
And that's your promo for your.
Album.
For the album, so that was about 1977?
That was 1977. That's Tommy and Connie, myself, and Lee Melfin.
Okay. And here we have 1979, Murray Freeman.
Right, that's the one we done it.
That's the one that we just did, and that's in...
Randy Smith,
Connie...
Bobby Smith and myself.
Okay, and this is one from Connie, and it's 1980, Connie Morris 01, and this is the
Cherokee Rose,
and this is the personnel in there.
Right, that is Mindy Johnson, Rakestraw now.
Right.
Francis Moody.
Mooney.
Mm-hmm. And, Lord, what
was it? Was it Tara something, or?
Tara, you said?
Was it Tara? That name seems to...
That's kind of right.
Come to mind.
Her sister used to be my banker. It was so ironic. Her sister come out and wanted to take me to lunch one day and talk about business, mm-hmm. company business, and she was handling our banking account down at First National.
Well, we'll get that one from Connie.
Right.
And then the other was Connie there. And that's, and so that's about 1980, and that's Cherokee
Rose. That is
Rose.
1980, yeah.
Okay, now then, we have 1980, Murray Freeman 07, and that's another one of those at Newman.
That's probably 76, 77 along in there. It's probably earlier than that. That's probably 75,
okay,
looking at Connie.
Change that then. All right, we're going to change the 1980 Murray Freeman 07 to 1975 Murray Freeman 07.
That's the Boulevard Bluegrass Festival at Noonan.
Okay, so 1975 Murray Freeman 07. Alright.
That'd be Tommy with the mandolin, myself with the guitar, and then Lee with the bass and Connie with the banjo.
'76 Murray Freeman 08. That's the R. Murchie, and I think we probably changed that. Back over.
That's the right year on it, probably, and that's Tommy on the mandolin, Connie on the banjo, Lee on the bass, and myself on the guitar.
Okay. And then 1977, I believe we looked at this one also, 1977 Murray Freeman 09.
That's probably true, but that's Tommy Nations on the mandolin, Connie on the banjo, myself on the guitar, and Lee Melton on the bass. Early on, Mercy picture.
Yeah. And let's see. And that one we have already, that one, both of those we have looked at, and we changed it in one or two of these right here. And this one we looked at.
That's the Cherokee Rose.
Cherokee Rose. And this one we have looked at. 1980, we changed that to 1975. Did we not?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I really just need to make that. Okay, and then we got that's Cherokee Rose. And this is the.
That's Georgia Bound.
Yeah, that's Georgia Bound, and that's
probably
your
made
publicity.
That was probably made about 1995.
Okay, and I have this labeled as 640.jpg. So 1975, that's the publicity shot.
1995,
rather, that you're using on your
right.
Using on your website.
And that's Tracy Burdett. Bring it back.
Yeah.
Tracy Burdett, myself, John Farley, Connie, Mike Patton.
Okay, and I have one here listed, 1972, or just 72.
No,
E-R-F-O-10.
That's probably about 1963.
Yeah, I thought that was a little earlier than that. What's the change?
That's before I ever started the band.
All right, so 72, M-U-R-F-O-2, should be 60, what?
63, I'd say.
1963, M-U-R-F-O-2.
That was just a little show up in Powder Springs, and that was Kenneth Hood on the banjo, myself on the guitar, and Ralph Abernathy on the mandolin.
Okay.
Just up a little jam session, had a little stage, and had a music store in Powder Springs.
So Kenneth Hood was playing banjo on that day.
Uh-huh.
This last one is the Georgia Bound publicity shot that we've already looked at. That's I had just changed it to a smaller size and so on. So that's okay. That's got the photos and so on. There's a couple of things I'd like you to think about. I think I mentioned those earlier. And you started. When did you really get started into playing music? Period.
Well, I guess I got my first guitar in 1946, and I played a little bit with a guy down the street from me. We'd sit on the porch and play a little, but I couldn't play much. I was just trying to learn to play, and then so that didn't go very far. Just once in a while. I wasn't much of a guitar player. When I went into service, I was in the Marine Corps 51, 2, and 3, and there was a guy, when I got to camp in June in 52, there was a guy that in my tank outfit that from Mississippi that really played a a good guitar, and he played all that Hank Snow stuff, which I love so much. And yeah. He showed me a lot of things on the guitar, and I probably learned more about how to play a guitar there than anywhere else. And when I got out of the service, Connie was born. And see, I got out December 3rd, 53, and Connie was born March 30th, 54. So we moved into a duplex house.
Right.
And the boy in the living in the apartment, other side of the house, was from Woodbury, Georgia. And he played. And, you know, we was broke, just got out of the service and just had a new baby. And surely couldn't spend any money. So about every night, me and him would sit on the front steps out there and play our guitars and sing.
And what kind of music were you doing at that point?
Well, we're doing some bluegrass, because while I was in the Marine Corps, North Carolina was a hotbed for flat and scruggs, and Barbara and I, with nothing to do and no kids, we lived in a little 21-foot palace house trailer, so about every Saturday night, at least twice a month, we'd drive 40, 50 miles to see flat and scruggs. The only problem with it is that they do the same show for 6 months.
Right.
Exactly. Tell the same order.
Yeah.
Same joke.
Exactly.
Exactly. And so, you know, sometimes we might not go. We saw them twice do that show, and it wasn't that good, but that's where we'd see. So I was into bluegrass there real good, because I'd always loved Monroe on the opera anyhow, you know. And but we'd done some country. We'd done a lot of Webb Pierce, so Backstreet Affair and Hank Williams, you know, have been real popular right in there.
So the Grand Ole Opry was the kind of thing that probably was an influence on you in the beginning.
Oh yeah, it was. In my early years, when I was just a kid, we had old battery radio down in Arkansas where I was raised, and we'd listen to Grand Ole Opry on Saturday night. And Roy Acuff was my favorite, because I liked Wabash Cannonball.
Oh yeah. Well, your first guitar, you bought your first guitar back in 46 or
7,
something like that. What kind of guitar was it?
Well, tell you the truth, I didn't buy it. Well, mother bought it. It was on a rental lesson deal. And it wasn't much. Just paid so much for the guitar. And to take a lesson every Saturday.
So when did you get your first good guitar?
Probably, I think it was 51, and Cable Piano Company was downtown on Peachtree Street. And that was the only music store I know around town. They had a 49 J45 Gibson in the window. And it lists for $149.95 for it in a case. And it was 2 years old, I guess, and they wanted $100 for it. So I bought that. And my mother-in-law and my mother liked to have a stroke. So that was my first one.
Now,
good
the guitar that you have now is a little bit unique from the standpoint that it has the pick guard. It's got a pick guard above
the big pick guard on it. Yes, that was I bought that from the Music Mart in Smyrna in 1965. It was a 64 model, and a guy had ordered it with that pick guard on it, because Porter Wagoner had one just like that, if you remember.
Right.
And he kept it a year and come back and traded it for an electric. And so they wanted $375 for it. And me and Ralph Abernathy, their mandolin player I played with, we'd go back out there about every Saturday afternoon, because they had a country music show out there. They'd have one of the stars out there, you know.
Right.
On Saturday afternoon, we'd go over there. And I always haggled them about it, and I tried to buy it for 3.25, 3.5. They never would come down, so I finally paid $375 for it in 1965, which was a lot of money in 1965.
Good guitar.
Yeah.
Well, now, how do you compare the music? In other words, when I'm listening to y'all play, I don't really necessarily hear bluegrass. I'm hearing country music with a banjo and bluegrass arrangements and so on, but yet it's still got this real heavy flavored and traditional classical or classic country music. Is that kind of would you say that's kind of accurate as to what Georgia Bound is doing?
Yes, I think that comes from Georgia Bound and not from the Ridge Runner. Most of the time that we were the Ridge Runners, I done 90% of the lead singing, and we done 90% hard bluegrass.
And this was Jimmy Martin stuff, and Osborne Brothers, and Flatten Scruggs.
Well, Jimmy Martin, Flatten Scruggs, Monroe, Daniel Brothers.
Okay, so it's much more, the Ridge Runners then was a much more traditional. More toward the bluegrass genre as opposed to Georgia Bound, which
We done a lot of old country stuff, bluegrass style, but it was, it was done by the other artists, bluegrass artists also. A lot of the country songs, came out of that era. A lot of traditional, everybody done them, the country gentlemen, they picked them up, the old country songs, and gave them a bluegrass flavor, and so we did too.
That was very typical in the 40s and 50s, and country music and bluegrass was much closer together at that point.
It was almost the same because, before they had electric guitars, you would have called all music bluegrass based on why we call it bluegrass. It wasn't even called bluegrass until the 60s started when the hippie movement came in and started bringing the people to the colleges and stuff like that. First started off with folk, and then they brought in the bluegrass, and it became bluegrass, and so everybody started calling it bluegrass. But before that, Flatten Scruggs wasn't called bluegrass. They were on the Grand Ole Opry in the head of the Martha White Flower Show, the biggest stars up there, and Monroe was too, and he wasn't called bluegrass. He was called country. He was a country music star, stars of the Grand Ole Opry. Bluegrass wasn't really considered bluegrass until the 60s started calling it bluegrass.
Well, now, I know that you like the traditional country music and so on.
Oh, sure.
And that's evident in a lot of the stuff that you do.
Sure.
And but there must have been something about the bluegrass that attracted you to combine maybe the two of those to a certain extent.
Probably so. I think that...
Otherwise, you would have been doing more than just...
I think the high tempo, up-tempo of bluegrass brought me to bluegrass. The banjo, the faster picking stuff and everything. Most old country songs all drag along about the same speed. I think the up-tempo of the bluegrass is what...
Who would you say are maybe two or three of the major influences on you as far as your music?
I'd say Flatten Scruggs, Monroe, and Louvins. I always loved the Louvin brothers. They were probably my favorite brother duet singing, and they didn't consider themselves bluegrass, but you listen to their music, it's hardcore bluegrass harmony. Just brother stuff.
It doesn't have the instrumentation.
Right, no.
It certainly has the harmonies.
It has the style. The style is there.
Well, I tell you, that's gotten a lot of information there, and I think it gives me what I'm looking for on this. So I appreciate you taking your time on this.
Thank you. Anything else, just call it Connie or call it me.
Well,